Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
This is for the ancestors, Ella, Sarah, Billy, John, Duke, and Louise. We wouldn't be here without the
Something you heard before.
than a skinny girl. I got curves you can see clear across the world. But I'm a real strong sister with a big old dream. You should never judge a book by its cover, you see.
That's all embracing my identity.
Cause ain't a damn thing false when it comes to me. Took a long time, now I'm feeling fancy free. Listen, let me tell you how I came to be. Guess what? I thought that I could never be like the girls on the screen. Straight hair, long legs, I felt so ashamed. Knew my hips would never match what the TV portrayed.
Flashback to when I was about 14.
I had fake long nails and a big old weave. I tried every diet trying to be size 10. Used to get so dizzy that my head would spin. Cut off my hair, trim down my nails real low, hoping that my beauty would show. But today I can say that it feels so good to be me. I can say my curves are beautiful, they make me shine, they make me fine, and now I know that I'm just right.
Good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House. Today I'm going to embrace our women, female artists, in honor of International Women's Day. My girl, Catherine, she reminded me that today is International Women's Day. And even though some of these holidays, I think we just need to embrace each other every single day of the year, I guess it's nice, you know, to be able to have times that are set aside to honor and celebrate ourselves, each other, and our elders that came before us. So how are you today? I'm actually awake, and should I open up the curtain? Because I see the crows out there again, so I don't know. Yeah, if you've been following my Flavor Coffee House shows, you know what I'm talking about when it comes to the crows. So anyway, I hope you're doing well. Thank you so much for coming by the coffee house today. Come in, sit down, relax. We've got a few hours, well, not a few hours, an hour and 45 minutes to hang out together. Again, today I'm just going to play female artists. And so I opened up with Coley Williams with Also for a New Day, going into Julie Dexter with New Again, and then closing out this first set with Raj Dulari with her powerful piece, Natural. I think that we as women, we need to embrace each other. And the sad thing is I think sometimes we are each other's worst enemies. I can count on one hand how many female friends I have. And I've always kind of wondered what that is, you know, with us, that it's very difficult to find female friends, and especially one that you can just really trust and let your hair down and just be you with. And I'm blessed I have that. But it's difficult. And then I look at all the other people who I work with, and they're honestly men. And I get along well with them. I communicate well with them. And I think that we as women, we need to see what it is that we're doing. We really can't blame others. I think that it's good to reflect and look into ourselves and see, you know, who we are for who we are, be really, really honest, and embrace the beauty of who we are, and then also recognize what it is that we could do to change. I know that as I mature and really fall into this category of what I call seasoned souls, I reflect a lot, like why do some people communicate well and get along well with each other, and I think a lot of it is personality, of course. I think a lot of it is how we are raised, what type of environments we have been in, from workplace to intimate relationships to family dynamics. I think a lot of things come into play. But at the same time, I think that we really can sit back and look at our own patterns to see, you know, how they really worked and what was our role in it, working or not working. And sometimes, you know, I have to recognize that I communicate really well with, on a whole, most people that are in my world now. But I haven't always communicated well with people that were in my world. And I know there are things that I have to tweak about myself because I've got a strong personality. I want to get my point across. And if I feel like I'm not being heard, then I think that I repeat, and I think that my voice escalates. I also recognize that even when I think I'm effectively communicating, the person receiving may never get it, may really never get it. And I realize, especially lately, they're never going to get it. And so that's not a good connection. You know, I think that you need to be in a world where things are pretty balanced. I know that many of us go to a workplace and the communication is not good. There's conflicts and personalities and work ethics and all that stuff. I think when it comes down to a paycheck, you have to really, really think about the fact that you need that paycheck to survive. Not many of us have, you know, 6 months to a year's money, you know, saved up in the bank to be able to live off of if we choose to walk out on our job, right? So I think that we can find our own ways to, you know, make job situations work. You know, but, and I think that we can kind of adjust our own attitudes to, you know, figure that out, to have some form of peace of mind, because there's nothing worse than to come home from a job that you feel horrible. When you're in an intimate one-on-one relationship with somebody else, you really, really need to recognize, are you a good fit? If you feel that you're a good fit, then I think you can tweak on how to communicate. Otherwise, I hate seeing people that stay in relationships just to be in a relationship, and I think that many people do that. They stay just because they feel like they're connected, that they're loved, that they are not alone. Whatever it is, they're not necessarily healthy reasons, because I think that any type of relationship, there needs to be a win-win. You'll hear me talk about that all the time, especially when it comes to the arts. But I believe that any relationship, there has to be a win-win. I think even with family members, you figure out how to work with family members around the differences in personalities. I think it is kind of interesting how people can be raised in the same home, siblings, and be so very, very different and seem to have such very different values. And you know, I think about that with my own siblings, you know, because you don't hear me talking about them because they're really not a part of my life. And so, you know, it's something, you know, I think about more and more as I get older, because I realize that I can't put too much energy into something that really, really isn't, you know, working well. and all. So I'm rambling, right? I'm rambling, but I hope what I'm saying makes sense because it's something that I do think about. And I noticed that my girl, Coley Williams, had put up a post this morning about, you know, communication and, you know, is she an effective communicator along with those that she's trying to communicate with? And, you know, I think it's good to reflect on those type of things. I want to play a piece by an artist that when I was coming up as a young adult, I saw her perform in several different venues here in Seattle, and she was so powerful then, and she's still amazingly powerful now. I guess she originally was from California, moved to Seattle, lived here for many, many years, then moved back to California. She's hanging out being a grandma, kind of similar to myself, and she loves, you know, her family. She loves her grandchildren, but she is somebody that I really, really embrace when it comes to independent artists. Her name is Corla Weigel, and I'm going to play Should Have Been Me.
Should Have Been Me. Thank you.
Living like a child in my own canvas.
a time for everything, then I will wait for time to bring the love that should be mine for all the time that time has left.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Flava Coffee House Online Radio Style. Today I want to embrace the women artists that have come my way, the female vocalists and creative souls that are out there that have crossed paths with me and allowed me to bless you with their music. So in this last set, I played Corla Weigel with Should Have Been Me, going into Miss Monica Monet with her single Feelings, then Kat Orlando with My Funky World, then Carol Dubach and her piece Smile, and closing out that set with a Spectra Jazz artist, Miss Nancy Ruth, with her piece Love Denied. I hope you're enjoying the music I'm playing today. I feel really, really honored to be able to share these amazing women with you. All of the artists that come by, you know, Flava Marlux Radio, I'm very, very blessed to be able to share. But today, I feel really honored. I feel really honored that I can sit here and do a show and just honor the women. As I get older, I really embrace who I am. I tell my kids all the time that I am in a really good place at this point in my life. I kind of control my own world. I'm working towards goals. I've been going to the gym this week with my daughter. That's really a big deal for me because I'm not an active person and never have been. I was that girl on the corner looking cute and clean as the other kids played kickball. I did ride a bike. I did have a bike, but it was white and pink, you know, but I was kind of a girly girl. you know, coming up. And so I just never really got into athletics or anything like that. And as I age, of course, you know, the pounds have come on. And so I'm really happy. My youngest daughter, Brittany, and I have been going to the gym. And I'm just going to see if, as my brother-in-law would say, if I can, you know, really, really discipline myself in a sense that it becomes a lifestyle change. And that is just something that I do on a regular basis. You know, embracing eating healthier and recognizing that I need more sleep, you know. And I think that we as women need to really, really stop and look at ourselves in the mirror. I'm not saying looking at body image, but really try to see into our souls and recognize what really makes us tick, what really makes us happy, what works for us. Because I think sometimes we mask things, and I think we settle and we accept things. And we don't have to. We don't have to. Sometimes it might, you know, take a little push. It might be really hard. But I think that it's possible, especially if we just really, you know, embrace the beauty that's in us. I think that's where it can start. It can be simple. It can be simple that, you know, I really like my hair. I'll be honest with you. I like the white silver hair. It took me a minute when I decided to go natural at about the age 40. I had no idea I had this color hair under all the dye, you know, but I really embrace my hair. And it's really funny because I go places and people will come up to me and say, you've got beautiful hair. But I do, I like it. It, you know, it lays flat. There's not too many styles I can do with it, but I embrace my hair. Lately, I've been told that my voice is good. I listened to one of my shows. I don't know if it was last week's show, but one of the shows, and because I've been trying to figure out why people in the last few months have been telling me I have a great voice. I thought, you know what, maybe that is a good voice. I don't really know, but maybe I'll try to embrace my voice. But I think that there are things that we can embrace about ourselves, you know, how we're good at nurturing, how we are stylish in the way we dress and carry ourselves. Whatever it is, I think we can always find something that we can embrace. And then from there, it can just grow into a, you know, being able to appreciate ourselves for who we are. You know, when I see these posts about, you know, accepting us in how we are, I don't really buy all of that. And the reason being is I can always perfect who I am. Of course, I want whoever is in my world to embrace me as I am now. But I never want to be stuck. You know, of course, there are certain things that I will not change. You know, I have certain morals and values that I just do not cross. But I believe that, you know, that there are always things that I can learn and grow and become better at. And so I try to learn, going back to that communication thing as I was speaking about earlier in the show, I always try to understand communication. Am I effective in my communication? Am I an effective listener? And is it worth the effort in trying to make the communication work or not? I think that's something also, you know, that we really, really need to recognize. And I just want us as women to feel very, very empowered. You know, we've got a lot more control over life, over our families, over our communities, over our, you know, society, that we can take back some control. We always talk about what we like to see done differently, right? We have these conversations amongst ourselves all the time. But man, you know what? If we really come together, communicate well, I think we as women can really affect change. Because you know what? We bring life into this world. We are the ones. We carry, we nurture that baby as it's being birthed. So much in this world is birthed from women, not just children, but ideas and you know, foundations and, you know, just so much comes from us. And I think that that's because we are much more powerful than we understand, you know, and men know that we're powerful, but you know what, for whatever the reason is, we allow things to be dumbed down and we just really, really don't have to go there, you know. But I'm going to jump back into some more music for you. See, what direction do I want to go this time? Well, you know what? I'm going to just kind of switch it up a little bit, and I'm going to play Switch by Adina Howard.
Your heartbeat double up, ring man baby, so ring my bell. You're my ring man baby, now ring my bell.
Talking about brand new vibes, even my body's on a brand new time. Wanna make use of all your appetite, 99 flavors, want to take a bite. And it will stimulate me. You see where I'm going with this, baby. I wanna play that freak cute girl on the side. Chick rolling up, boy, I could be a boss, be ratchet.
You know
up.
You want this, baby, now let me know.
You know you want this, baby, now let go.
I'm talking brand new hair, even my tears got a brand new flair. Hope we make use of what we got right here.
Thank you. Oh,
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. Today I'm embracing the ladies from all over the world. Today is International Women's Day. So blessings to you, my sisters. Blessings to you. Let's embrace the goddess in us. Let's lift each other up. Let's lift up our families, our children, our elders. Because, you know, life starts with us. It's funny when I was saying that just a little bit ago, I don't think I really understood what I was saying at that moment, even though I've said these type of things before. But you know what? We give life to this earth. If it was not for, you know, women, there would not be life, just hands down. So I want to say something to the men today on International Women's Day. I want you to really look at yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. Look at your soul. And are you the kind of man that you would want your daughter to come in contact with? Are you the kind of man that you would want around your sister, your auntie, your mama, your grandma, your play sister, your god sister? Are you the kind of man that you would want the women in your world that you love and embrace to come in contact with? I think you really, really need to look at that. And I would say that too, you know, also for women. Are you the kind of woman that embraces who you are and puts yourself in a position to be uplifted and respected? I think nowadays, you know, morals and values have kind of went out the door. I think that we live in a world where there is so much gray area. It used to be things were so very clear, as we would say, black and white, right? But very, very clear as to what was right and wrong and how things should be handled and how you should carry yourself. And now there's just a bunch of gray, because you could say something was pink and then somebody would say, no, that's not pink, that is such and such. I mean, there isn't things that are put inside of boxes that are stated to be that way. And I'm one who I resist being put in a box. But at the same time, I embrace and respect the morals and values that my parents brought me up with. And that's what really makes sense to me. Back when I was younger, I thought it was hard. I did. I thought it was hard to be a young lady coming up. But now, I'm in a sense really happy my daughters are adults and they've got great heads on their shoulders. I'm concerned with my granddaughters in the world that they're kind of coming up in now, even though Amira and Kimora, you know, are 6 years old. I'm concerned because they are exposed to way more in a variety of ways than we were you know, when I was coming up. You know, I mean, it's not even safe to let your children play outside, you know, hang out on the block. And that's what we did when I was coming up, you know. Like I said earlier in the show, no, I didn't play the kickball, really. I was the cheerleader on the corner, you know, screaming yay. But, you know, we rode bikes. We were outside. We weren't allowed to watch TV that much. So all activities pretty much for us, you know, happened outside with our friends. And I grew up in a great neighborhood where there were a lot of children. And so there was always somebody to hang out with. There was always somebody to play with. So, I don't know, just really, really thinking about that. And, man, I just really want you to look at yourself. And if you are a father of a daughter, are you the kind of man you want your daughter to come across? Really, really think about that. Ladies, embrace yourself. You want to be treated like a lady? Act like a lady. It's up to us. We got the powers. We got the powers all within us, okay? I want to play a piece. I love this lady, and I've been like, okay, which piece do I play? Which piece do I play? But you know what? I'm going to play Rules and Regulations by Twin Spirit. Thank you.
my mind is free. Religious conversation, zombie congregation. Can somebody save me and set the people free? Fear is what they feed you, and that way they can lead you away from your salvation into their treachery. Awaken from your slumber, completeness is the number. They try to take us under, but love will set us free. Can somebody release me? But my mind is free. Religious conversation, so many zombie congregations. Can somebody save me and set the people free? Fear is what they feed you, and that way they can lead you away from your salvation into their treachery. Awaken from your slumber, completeness is the number. They try to take us under, but love will set us free. Can somebody release me?
Set us free. kept looking down at mine. My body was blazing. Now I can't get you out of my head. And hello, you had me spinning. So it's important for you to know you keep me cool. I don't wanna be lonely. I don't wanna be left behind. I don't wanna come back home all alone in the middle of a summer night. I don't wanna be left out. I don't wanna be all alone. I don't wanna come back home to a known and a real that you packed and gone. You keep me cool. No matter how hard I get when I look at you, you keep me cool. And when my mind keeps pulling me back to you, you keep me cool. But baby, don't you lie. Love was my first kiss. I never wanted anything to last more than a moment like this. Now I can't get you out of my head. And hello, you had me spinning. And so it's important for you to know you keep me cool. I don't wanna be lonely. I don't wanna be left behind. I don't wanna come back home all alone. I don't wanna come back home to an old and a rain that you're back and gone. You keep me cool. No matter how hard I get when I look at you, you keep me cool. You keep me cool. And when my mind keeps pulling me back to you, you keep me cool. I was trying to fool. Somehow you made me see. The thing you do means the world to me, yeah. My day with the words you say. Oh, the way your clouds are gonna move away. You make it cooler than a winter day. When it's sunny, you bring all the clouds back to play. When it rains, boy, you know I'm not shivering. Though I like it cold, you want my heart up again. Not many boys can go back and forth with the style. Staying cool, but still knowing how to keep a while. When you're feeling, got me really feeling what you do. When my heart beats, boy, you always keep it so cool. So, 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 so cool. So cool, so cool. I don't want to be lonely. I don't want to be left behind. I don't want to come back home all alone in the middle of a summer night. I don't want to be lonely. I don't want to be left behind. I don't want to come back home all alone in the middle of a summer night. I don't want to be left out. I don't want to be all alone. I don't want to come back home to a known and a rain that you're back and gone. You keep me cool. No matter how hard I get when I look at you, you keep me cool. You keep me cool. And when my mind keeps pulling me back,
I'm just a girl with a heart that's been broken and mended a time or two. Ain't nothing special about me, cause I'm sure it's the same for a lot of you. And speaking of hearts that's been broken, I'm sure I'm responsible for my fair share. But they say all's fair in love, so I hope I'm forgiven when I get there. So from my heart, I'm sorry, I love you. Big old heart, though it's bruised and scarred, and it's torn apart. We'll do all that. There's always room for you, and I still believe.
can change your whole life if occasionally you stare and shout. I am a mountain, I haven't climbed, and my beauties have been ignored. But when you finally look, you'll see love can be something worth waiting for. And over my heart, I'm sorry, I love you. When healing is hard, it gets ugly. What can we do? But in my big old heart, there was bruised and scarred, and it's torn apart. Well, through all that, there's always room for you. And I still believe in love.
Hey, love, hey, love.
I'm calling out.
Good to me, yeah.
For good and blessed.
My, oh my. What amazing music. I am really, really enjoying the music this morning. I hope you're enjoying it too. This is International Women's Day. This is Embracing the Women at the Coffee House this morning. In this last set, I played Twin Spirit with Rules and Regulations, going into Patrice Covington with I Wanna Be. My girl Margot B with Cool. Now, do you know Margot B? If you don't, well, all of the artists you need to get to know, okay? But Miss Margot B is on the HBO series Boardwalk Empire. She is that beautiful singing goddess on that show. Please get to know Miss Margot B. And then going into Honey B. La Rochelle with Hey Love, closing out the set with a young lady from my part of the country, Seattle, Washington, Miss Tess Henley with Daydreaming. Amazing, amazing female talents. People embrace them. You know, they are bringing us life in so many different ways. You know, I cannot imagine a day without art, but I can't even imagine not experiencing music. And I think about music and how it made me feel when I was a young person, a young adult, you know, as I grew older and became now a seasoned soul. I've always embraced music, and I can't even imagine not having that to turn to when I want to groove, when I want to feel, when I want to be uplifted, when I want to embrace my emotions, whatever it is. I want to be able to turn on the music. That's why I do this show. This is one of my favorite places to be, is on the radio, and to have the opportunity to share with you these amazing women this morning on International Women's Day. I am honored. I am honored. I am just digging the music, and I hope that you are too. You know, I'm trying to bring up a little, you know, some topics here and there throughout this show that just hopefully, you know, will put a thought in your head, my sisters, you know, on how to look at yourself and know that you're a beautiful person. Know that you have much more power than you might think that you have. Know that you are who gives life to this world. Know that your smile means so much to a lot of people, knowing that you feed souls, you know. And so I just really, really want you to look at yourself and know that you are an amazing person. Know that you are respected and deserve to be respected. You know that there is a value in who you are beyond a sexiness and a sexuality. You know, I understand that sex plays a role in life. I do. But I think there is a tasteful way of doing it. I think there's a respectful way of doing it. I think there is an amazing, beautiful, sensual way of doing it. But I think that so much of how our young women are carrying themselves now just takes it over the top, you know, and that's not how a woman carries themselves, in my opinion. Now, I'm just speaking from my opinion. I remember when my daughters were young, and even though they're 7 years apart, my daddy sat me down one day and he said, Susan, the women that you have in your world, you want them to be women that your daughters can look up to. You want these to be women that your daughters will say, that's how a lady is. And that's always stuck with me, you know, even to today, even though my daughters are older. And I think, you know, I think that played a big role in why my daughters are the way that they are. Because of the females that they were around, were raised with those same values that I was raised with. And so I think about that a lot. And I want you as women to understand that you are who the girls look up to. What are they seeing? What are they hearing? What are they feeling when they come in contact with you? You know, are you a mom, a sister, a daughter, you know? What role do you play? People are watching. People are learning. People are growing into who they are, possibly based off of what they experience from you. So know that you have a lot more power than you really, really understand. The show went by very quickly, and I'm really, really enjoying the music. today, but there's a song that I have to play because do I not only appreciate this woman's powerful voice, but I embrace and respect the essence of everything that she stands for. She takes her craft very serious. She uses her art and creativity to branch out beyond just the music, and she does this in a way of being able to affect change, to educate, to enlighten, to shine a new spirit upon one's being in situations. Her name is Yawande, and I have to play this piece. It's called War.
Nobody wins this war.
Nobody wins this war.
You won't stay. Come on.
Hey, teeth and I got a smart mouth. I'm attracted to doing things the right way. But believe me, it wasn't that way back in the day.
To the end of another Flavor Coffee House. Today was a beautiful day. I hope you enjoyed all the women that I played today on International Women's Day. What a beautiful thing to be able to embrace the mothers of our earth, right? It's just, man, you know, I'm proud to be a woman. I'm not saying it's easy at all, but I am proud to be a woman today. I am very proud to have played these amazing, amazing talents for you. Closing out today's show, I play Yowande with War, going into Stephanie Todd with Battle, and then the amazing Tony Hill with This Thing Called Love, and then closing out today's show with Chocolate with To Whom It May Concern. I have to say something about Tony Hill, just kind of going back to her. She, you know, when I first received her music, I actually cried because it was so beautiful to me. But she's got a little boy. We call him Drummer Baby. Oh, my goodness. I don't know how old he is, but he's just a toddler. He loves drumming. She puts up videos all the time of him drumming. He's got a little drum set. He'll drum on the table. He'll drum on, you know, pots. He'll drum on things. I know he is going to grow up to be musical. And, you know, it's funny when children are around music, they tend to gravitate towards that. It's just like my baby Kimora, you know, coming up with all these creative souls around her. She embraces creativity and music so much. But I want to thank everyone for tuning in today to Flavor Coffee House. This is where we meet every Saturday, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's all about supporting underground independent artists, not only just musical art forms, but all art forms. Take care. God bless. Have a great day.